Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Marcus Paskowitz with RioMax, and thanks for tuning in to the RioMax Tailgate Talks podcast. Today on the podcast, we have an audio excerpt from one of our past webinars.
That leads me into our second speakers for the evening, Barry and Dora Brown of Bar Double D Ranch in Mayfair, Saskatchewan.
Hi there. Can everybody hear us?
Yes, we can. Thanks, Barry.
Okay, perfect. Well, we've been ranching here for about 19 years. When we got here, since we got our cattle, we've always used some sort of mineral tub. Me and the wife always thought that was a good thing to do to make sure they got all their minerals. We don't run a really big operation. Summer or winter time might have, 50, 60 cows. In summertime, when we got calves and stuff like that and yearlings around, we might hit 90 to 100 in there. So not a really big operation, but we track things fairly close with our animals on breeding and whether they, how they calve out, if we have any stuff that won't clean, and we track everything really close and if we got to treat stuff. Like I say, in the beginning, we always use tubs. I actually, trying to think of when I heard about RioMax tubs, I think I was at a trade fair somewhere, and I seen them. I think that's when we originally seen them, in Regina. And we decided to try them. And because we're a small operation, the cost was pretty brutal in the beginning. But as soon as we put them on the ground, the one thing we noticed was how much milk the cows had at calving time. Like, I swear the bags were going to explode. The calves were just doing awesome. And they weren't even out and on the ground, and they were trying to run. So really good. We calve out. Right now we're using pretty well everything we have as Speckle Park. And we use a lot of purebred bulls for Speckle Park, but our cows are mainly commercials. The calves, the vigor form when they're born is just huge. I also like to, with the RioMax, their consumption guarantees, because I don't know if they still have it, but they used to have different cook ratios in the beginning. And we found that the summer cook tubs, which were a little harder, worked the best with us all year round. And if we had extra consumption, they were right there to make sure they replaced tubs for us, and it wasn't costing us any extra, which was extremely good. We noticed the coats on our cows are good. We virtually never have an open cow. Some people say, like, I've talked to other ranchers, that 10% open is normal. Well, my feeling is, or our feeling is, that no opens are normal. And we virtually never have an open cow here, which is really nice, because when you're running a small herd, that's your profit. And calves, I can't remember the last time we had any sick calves. We had a few years back, a couple sick calves. We weren't sure what it was. We thought it was coccidiosis, but what we've done is, because of the cost of the Rio tubs, and when they changed for a temporary period of time that you had to buy like very large amounts, and that was basically unfeasible for us. I used to run on my job on the road. I would run down the Maple Creek and just pick up tubs right at the warehouse and load my truck up and bring them home. And it was about a 6-hour drive when I was down there or more, but it was worth it to me to run down there. And if I only needed 8, 10 or so tubs, I could pick them up. And with that end, and you had to order lots, we decided to try other tubs. Bad choice. We noticed the cost, even though the other tubs were way cheaper, our overall cost was way higher. The cows would, instead of licking at it, would like eat mouthfuls of it. You'd see teeth marks in the tubs all the time. And where a tub should last with our cows like upwards to a month or a little better. We were having tubs not even lasting a week. And the cows didn't seem to do as good. They didn't look as full. The milk wasn't as good when they were calving. And our costs were going up. So I had actually a very long conversation with Trevor. And then I was able to start picking up tubs back down at Maple Creek again, which was excellent. I sure appreciated that. And that little thing made us turn around and switch back to the real tubs. And now that you got distributors all over the place, it's even easier for us. And this last time I ordered, they actually delivered right to my yard with a semi, which was excellent. I just unloaded them with the skid steer, and it was really easy to do. And I didn't order a semi load of tubs. It was like, I think I ordered 16 tubs, and they came right to my yard. And so I really appreciate that, because the smaller ranchers, we need help like that. And with the cost of the tubs, we can't afford to be buying, you know, 2 years worth of tubs in one shot. But like I say, with our cows, like no opens, the consumption is good. The cows, their hair coat and everything, just like you can see the difference in the cows. And same thing with the calves. Calves like energy and running. And like the last gentleman said, we notice it right away within the calves, like, they're born, we put them in a separate pen to mother up a little bit, and within a couple weeks, they're poking at and licking at the tubs and watching their moms. And when we wean, our cattle and our calves are on the real tubs 24/7, 365 days a year. They're always on the tubs, they're never off. And we find it seems to work the best with us. We do a quiet wean here, where we'll actually run the cattle in, put weaning tags in their noses. So there's very little stress on the calf when we do the weaning. And one of the biggest things we found when we started using the real tubs, I can't honestly say, because I'd be lying if I said it was 100% the tubs. When we started using the tubs the second time after we went away from them and then came back, we also started doing some creep feeding with our calves in the summertime. And we started weaning up to 2 weeks to a month earlier than we used to. And we're getting about 100 pounds heavier with our calves. So our weight on our calves basically pay for our real tubs, that extra stuff we got. We usually sell calves at 5.5, 6 months. They're born at 50 to 70 pounds max. We never get anything bigger than that. And when we sell at 5.5 to 6 months, our steers are usually running 6.5 to 700 pounds. And our heifers are running about 600 to 6.25. And we felt that was excellent. And we are extremely happy with the support we get from the Real Nutrition people. If we have anything we're leery about, or even something funny going on with calves or cows, we make a phone call and they will jump through hoops to answers for us and try to give us some sort of idea. So they've been an extremely good help to us. Anything else you could think of? But I can't say enough about the real people and Trevor. Like, just the best people. The product is the absolute best. I try to tell everybody about it, and I can't say enough good about it. So that's about all I got for you at the moment.
Barry, I appreciate all those kind words. We've enjoyed working with you over the years. You've probably met and worked with a few of us here at RioMax, and so we've all come to know you well, and we're happy to have you as part of the RioMax family. You did mention your calves, and I think the words you used were that they're barely hitting the ground and ready to run. Now, when I think of that and tied into nutrition in the third trimester, I guess, would you say it's fair to say that because your cattle are on RioMax year-round, those calves their so-called mineral buckets are full by the time that they're ready to calve and come into the world. And that just gives them a better head start at life. Do you feel it helps them from the very beginning of their life, as you've seen, all the way up to the end?
Yes, I excuse me. Yes, I agree with that 100%. And you know, people might say, "Well, oh yeah, well they hit the ground and they're getting ready to run." We've actually had calves like out, front feet out and head out, and the calves are trying to run, and the back ain't even out yet. So it's pretty amazing. And my wife's here lots calving, and I work on the road also. So the way we're set up, she ends up doing a lot of the calving, and I get to just take the glory for it and feed them on the weekends and stuff like that and do most of the talking. But those calves are unreal when they're born. Go ahead now.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. I think what's significant here is that the cows have to be in good condition all year round in order to produce a good calf. I realize that the third semester is very important and maybe more important than any other trimester. But yes, we have to keep those cattle in good shape all year round. That's why it's important to keep those tubs out there all year round. And those calves have to start getting the best they can get the minute they can even lick at it. So those little heifers that you keep back for cows to be your producing cow is getting a good start right from day one.
And we also have at our place all our pastures, like another corridor we use for pastures, we've cut it in four, and to make sure the cows go to the tubs all the time, we've cut that quarter section into four paddocks. In the center, we've put a huge water tub that can be accessed from all quarters. All our calves are fed off well water. We don't let anything, well, we try not to. We have well water for everything. They're fed off the farm well, no matter what quarter they're on. We've trenched out water lines out to the other quarters. And then we put their salt and their mineral tubs out by the water. So it makes it super easy to move cattle and rotate pastures and everything else. In our corrals and stuff like that, they all have access to warm well water all the time. And we try to keep it that way so that we feel that if they got an excellent water source, then they can eat properly and then they can utilize the food better. And with the tubs and everything else, it just puts everything together and just makes the cow and the calves that much better. And we've had excellent response with that. Makes it super easy for us because me and the wife run the place by ourselves. I'm on the road Monday to Friday normally, so she's taking care of it. And to move pastures, for us to move our entire cow herd is a 15-minute job from one pasture to another. It's just, we decided that everybody always says cattle is a lot of work. For us, our farm is set up, our ranch is set up for our retirement, basically. And we just... minimal work, maximum gain. And that's the way we've set up our farm. And it's working well for us. I put out enough feed on weekends. My wife opens up paddocks in the wintertime here and lets cattle in, and my dogs chase them out at night. And we pick up feed around feeders. I can, on a weekend, put out enough feed to keep the entire cow herd going for a week or two if I get stuck on the road. And then my wife can just take care of stuff when I'm gone. We have a ton of heated watering bowls around the farm so that if we have one go down, my wife opens up another gate and the cattle can get water from another's place, and I'll fix it on the weekend when I get home. And so we've set up the place way more than we should for the amount of cattle we got, but it's set that we don't have to be here. Even when we're feeding every day, we could take off in the wintertime for a week or two and just have somebody come by and check watering bowls, and we don't have to worry about putting feed out for the cows or anything. So we've, like I say, we've made the farm more of a retirement place for us than an actual, the cattle are not really a job. And the real nutrition tubs with the shape our cattle stay in. And I find when they're coming into the tubs all the time and we're around them all the time, the cows are quieter, the calves are quieter, they're easier to deal with. And when they're quiet like that, instead of running around, they gain more weight, they get to utilize their food, and the real nutrition tubs are just hand in hand with everything.
Okay, I like how you and Dora both have brought into this more than just nutrition, more than just results with your cattle. You've brought into this the lifestyle you're trying to achieve with your operation. And I think everybody on this call tonight probably has a different business model, probably has different goals. But just showing your goal of your lifestyle, showing that your goal is for having cows, it doesn't need to be a hard labor-intensive journey or a hard job for you, and how you've been able to utilize RioMax to help you with that. I think that's really what it's all about. RioMax, we are about the success and the sustainability of the ranch. And so however that looks like for each one of you, that's what we're here for. That's really neat. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for letting us tell you about our operation. We are extremely proud of it, and we're extremely proud to have Rio Nutrition as partners with us in this and working with us. And I can't thank you enough for all the help you've given us over the years. And we will continue to be doing business with you for sure.
Thanks, Barry. Will you and Dora be able to stay on for question time at the end?
Yeah, we're going to hang in till the end.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well, hopefully you all enjoyed that. We have these free webinars on a monthly basis and would love to have you live to enjoy the entire webinar and ask questions. To get signed up for our upcoming webinars, head on over to riomax.net/events to get in on our next event. If you're enjoying what we've got to offer on the RioMax Tailgate Talks podcast, I'd encourage you to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. I look forward to next time, and you guys have a good one.